Those who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who have lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, King of the universe. You call all people to walk in your light and to seek your way of justice and peace. For the night is past, and the dawn of your coming is near. Rouse us from sleep, bless us with light, that we may be ready to greet our Lord when he comes and welcome him into our hearts and homes. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come. Take away the hindrance of our sins and make us ready for the celebration of your birth, that our hearts may be filled with joy and our hands eager to serve you always. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
The first lesson is a reading from Genesis. After eating the fruit of the tree, Adam and Eve heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave me to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me and I ate." The Lord drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim and a sword flaming and turning to guard the way to the tree of life.
A reading from Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah writes, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
From the Gospel of Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Thank you. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David.
Thank you. Joseph went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and to whom was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came to her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
The sixth lesson is a reading from Luke. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
Thank you.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger.
The Virgin Mother kneels upon the floor and holds her baby in her arm to keep her newborn baby snug and warm, a babe more sweet and fair and dear than any rosebud in the bright sunshine, whose little eyes look straight into her own. O blessed maid, God's son is also thine. 'Twas holy midnight when he came to earth. As sun pours a ray through a limpid glass, a drop of dew upon the fresh green grass, a little star that fell upon her lap, a cooing babe that seeks her virgin breast, the hopes of all the sin-cursed world upon this baby's eyelids rest. And ever since, the midnight hour is holy, and millions of human hearts are stirred to wonderment and love for him who came to save the world, God's own incarnate word. He came in darkness, he who was the light. His Godhead shone from clear baby eyes. The curse of earth's first sin was lifted then. That midnight hour reopened paradise.
Let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Dear God, we thank you for the joy of worship, the songs of Zion, and the story of your amazing grace. Grant that your word might enter our hearts and behold your hope. Grant that the tongues who have sung your praise may now speak of your great love. Grant that the ears which have heard your song may now be opened to your cry for justice. Lord, in your mercy. For the hurting places in creation, for seas and lands ravaged by natural disasters, for communities and creatures displaced by floods and drought, grant peace through your presence and joy in your healing. Lord, in your mercy. For peace to ring out in our hearts and in our homes, for mercy and forgiveness to reign in every community, for war to cease and hunger to end. O dear God, may your kingdom come. Lord, in your mercy. We commend to you those in need, especially all who are oppressed. We pray likewise for soldiers and their families, for neighbors who have no access to medical care, for those who are ill and those who mourn, especially those we name before you now in the silence of our hearts or on our lips. Fill them with your healing presence. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks for the courage of Mary and Joseph, the earthly parents of Jesus. Today we pray for foster families opening their homes, for grandparents raising grandchildren, for single parents struggling to make ends meet, for expectant parents and those awaiting adoption, and for all parents, O Lord, that they might raise children who grow to love you more and more each day. Lord, in your mercy. In thanksgiving for preachers and teachers, artists and musicians, and all who have guided us along the way, continue to guide us by your light, that we might celebrate the dawn of your redeeming grace. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy and thankful for your love, through Jesus Christ, born of Mary, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated.
For over 50 years, members of this congregation have made chrismons as a part of this Christmas tradition. Chrismon literally meaning Christ monogram. Some of the folks who have been part of this chrismon ministry have a special gift for our children, a gift that's shared with them every year. Leading that effort is Carol Hare. Carol, did you have a few words you wanted to share?
Much pleasure and joy that we present these chrismons to the children every year. This tradition has been going on longer than most of you are old. And me too. This year, maybe the children could go ahead and start coming up because I have a little exercise for them. This year, we're giving a symbol that has been with the Christian church since the very beginning. Maybe, I think, the first century. And long ago, everybody had to worship secretly. And so this fish became a symbol. If a person made half of the arc of the fish in the sand, and another person completed that symbol, that meant they were Christian. So there's a little card inside to complete my story. And I want the children to practice saying with me, ichthus. That is what this fish is called. It's not just a fish. It is a very important symbol for all of us.
So shall we practice saying ichthus? Let's do that together.
Where are my children?
Oh, they have gathered. And come on down if there are others or even in the balconies. These were also distributed at our 9:27 service.
Oh, okay.
The idea is that
Anna Grace there. Anna Grace is sitting back there. Yeah.
Now that you've been called out, Anna Grace, you may as well come forward. The idea is that our children receive a Christmas ornament each year, and who knows, by the time they graduate from high school, having received potentially 18 ornaments, but also ornaments at their baptism, their first communion, at confirmation. Married couples are given ornaments at their chrismons, at their weddings. So many opportunities. Then perhaps you are going to begin to decorate your own trees as you continue this tradition in your own homes and in your own lives. Again, as they are distributed, you'll notice the beautiful chrismon tree here, but there are four of these trees on campus, and you'll certainly want to take some time to visit each and every one of them. They're all unique, very special, and we are so very thankful for your ministry, the ministry of these ladies and others perhaps who have helped in making these chrismons today and throughout the year. They work all year long, so thank you for that ministry. We've been greeted with the story of Christ and Christ's birth in the words of Luke and the timeless story of Luke's gospel. But here we hear another story of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, who comes to earth as the Word made flesh. Hear the words of St. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. And so as we enter into the beauty of this season, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.
Go in peace, prepare the way of the Lord. Thanks be to God.